We have over here Reb Nosson, who was a dayan. V'noches lo umke didina ad kidei kach. We had a machloikis between Reb Nosson and the Chachamim in terms of how to understand the bayis v'aliyah shenaflu, where it's ein loy loyloze v'loyloze, and they're going to sell the karka. Reb Nosson said that you take 2/3 and you give it to the tachton, 1/3 to the elyon, in contrast to acherim. And what did Rabbi say? Nekoyt Reb Nosson b'yadcha, the dainahu, the noches lo umke didina. The truth is that in the world of klali apsak, one of the klolim is that we paskin like Reb Nosson when it comes to issues of dinei mamonos. And really, it's based on this Gemara, and it's based on this idea of nekoyt Reb Nosson b'yadcha, the dainahu, the noches lo umke didina. So Reb Nosson is, we've mentioned in the past, one of the more underrated Tanaim in Shas, right? Reb Nosson was Reb Yehuda Anossi's partner in terms of the author of the Mishnah. It was Rebbe and Reb Nosson Abavli, who is the Tana Reb Nosson. So incredibly, he somehow gets overlooked. But we know Reb Nosson is someone that's quoted a lot in Chayshah Mishpat. Shibudid Reb Nosson comes to mind. But the bottom line is that Reb Nosson, the Gemara says, was Dainu V'Nachas Umki Dedina, and Achabsa Nafkimina La'alocha. And that is that we paskin like Reb Nosson in all areas of dinei mamonos. Now, there are discussions amongst the Murad Shmaitzes of Kalei Apsak. What if it's Reb Nosson against a rabbin? Meaning, Yochid a rabbin, Malachik a rabbin. Does Reb Nosson override even a rabbin? What would be if it's a machloikis between Reb Nosson and Rabbi Akiva, maybe Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, or maybe Reb Nosson the Chavei Rav, right? Anytime you start getting involved, one of his rabbeim, right? Halacha kerebi me chaveroi of avoloi me rabbi, right? So again, this is always a lot of fun to try to figure out where the halacha like Reb Nosson fits into some of the other klolim that it may intersect with. But I saw one very interesting maramakim, and this is in the Yad Malachi, and it's under Reb Nosson. Tof kuf tzadik alf. Sestam, nekoy tai klolo biyotcha, pun intended. That if you ever wanted to research an Indian like this, the first sefer that it's probably could die to go to is the Yad Malachi. So I was looking at the Yad Malachi to see if he had a klal on Reb Nosson, and sure enough, it's number 591. It's called Reb Nosson, and he says, quote, Dainahu v'nachas lo'umke dedina. He quotes it from Bava Kamen and Gimel Amar Aleph. It's also here in Bava Metziah Kuf Yedzayin Amid Beis. V'hilchas o'kavose. And the halacha is like it. And then he goes through some of these different permutations, and Kedarki B'Kodesh, with his incredible brilliance, he brings different rayas from different Rishonim. So he says like this, Umidei Dabri Bahidin Adarim Ro'isi B'divei Rashiza. He said, I saw a mefarish in Mesechtes Nadarim that says an unbelievable Kiddush. So what's this mefarish? So the Gemara over there is a hard Nadarim sugya. It's discussing the laws of Afaris Nadarim. The Shaila over there is like this. The Shaila is, if a woman makes a neder that her husband has the ability to be mefer, but she made the neder ala tanai, and the tanai wasn't niskayim yet. And as a result, you would think that the husband can't be mefer the neder. So the question is, could he be mefer? Could he not be mefer? So again, it's a neder that b'cheftzusai, the husband should be able to be mefer, right? It's, you know, nefesh, it's dvarim shebeinai lebeino. It checks off one of the boxes. The reason we're having this conversation is because the neder didn't go into effect yet. And the reason the neder didn't go into effect is because the neder was made ala tanai, and the tanai didn't play itself out. Once the tanai spills the chayis, so then the neder will be chal, then for sure the husband will be able to be mefer. The question is, could the husband be mefer now, as soon as there was a maisa neder, or do you need a chalois neder? So there's a stam mishnah that says, hareza yofer, which means the husband can be mefer right away. Saying that, the Gemara brings a braisa, and in the braisa it's a machloikis. According to the chachamim, yeah, yofer, Reb Nosson's chaylik, and Reb Nosson says, lo yofer. And then the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says, Ahu Gavid, there was a person, the Itzer Hanayasa da Alma Ola. He made a neder, I will not have anah from any person in the whole world. Inosit Itzer. Ala Tanai. What was the Tanai? If I get married to a woman, Kiloi Tanina Hilchasa. Before I know how to learn. So this person wanted to motivate himself and incentivize himself to become a great Salamdin. So he said, I'm going to learn. I'm telling you, I'm so sure I'm going to learn. If I don't learn, I can't get married. Because if I get married and I don't walk down my chuppah being a great Salamdin, then I won't be able to have enough from anybody, which is a problem. And as a result, he basically put himself in a situation where he was forced to go learn. So the Gemara says something that's almost hard to believe. Rohit begapa vituvliya. V'lei amtsi lemesna. Right? Ran. He ran with his rentzel and he ran with his shtekina. His shtadub kol koichay wumoy. He tried as much as he possibly could. But v'leyamtzi l'misni le'yala b'yadoi. So he was a yogati v'loy matzasi, which usually al tamin. But this is what this guy did. And Gemara's made that as hard as he tried, it wasn't working out. Asa Rav Acha Bar Afuna. So Rav Acha Bar Afuna came v'shapshe. What he did was he fooled him. And he somehow told him that, listen, I understand you made this neder, and you're already becoming an alter rebacher. Listen, don't worry about it. Just get married. You have nothing to worry about as it relates to the neder. The intzivitza. And he went ahead, and he got married. Either way, the Gemara, skipping a little bit, Asi l'kami de Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda heard about this story. I mean, he heard that this guy had made a neder. The neder was that if he gets married, not being a grace of Talmud Chacham, he's going to have this tremendous neder that's going to be on his plates. He was fooled into getting married, and now he's stuck with this neder. So what do you do? So he comes to Rav Chisda. Amar Rava, Rava said, man chokim l'mavid ki ha milsa. Rava was present. He says, oh, what a genius. What a genius was Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna that he got him to go ahead and get married, the Gavir Rabbahu. He's such a Gavir Rabbah. Why? Why is he a Gavir Rabbah? Because Sovar, he held the Kiyeche, the Pligi Rabbanu, Bram Nasan Bafara, Hachinami Pligi B'Shem. He wanted to be Mata this Neder. I mean, this is a ridiculous Neder. So he wanted to be Mater it. The problem is, you can't be Mater Neder until the Neder is Chal. So he had no way of being Mata the Neder. So what did he do? He forced him into getting married by fooling him, and once he was married, he was matter the neder. Like this, he had nothing to worry about. Now, why couldn't he be matter the neder before he got married? Because he held that ki hechi the pligi rabbanu v'rab nosen ba'afara, hachinami pligi v'sheilo. Because he was being chayish v'shitas rab nosen over here in the Dara, who holds that a bal can't be made for a neder until the neder schal, so too a chochem can't be matter a neder until the neder schal, so therefore he needed him to have the neder chal. How do you get the neder chal? Get married. This guy walked down the chuppah, he didn't check off the boxes. The neder schal, the minute the neder schal, you could go ahead and be shal. So Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna comes up with this brilliant etzah, and why does he have this brilliant etzah? He has it because he's being chayish v'shitas Rav Nosson. Freak the Ran. I don't understand this whole story. It's an interesting story, but I don't understand the whole thing. Why are you worried about shitas Rav Nosson? Rav Nosson holds a baal can't be made for a neder until the neder schal. The Chachamim hold the baal could be made for a neder before it's schal. The Stam Mishnah says the baal could be made for the neder before the neder schal. See, even if you're going to tell me ki hechi the pligi Rabbanu Rav Nosson afarach and I'm pligi b'sheilo, but who do you think we paskin like? Rav Nosson or the Chachamim? Of course the Chachamim. And if we paskin like the Chachamim, what's going on over here? So why was he being so worried? Why wasn't he just matter the neder? You worried about Rav Nosson? Who paskins like Rav Nosson? Says the Ran, you're right. The reason he did this is because he didn't want to get involved in a machlokes like this. And he didn't want to get involved in machlokes like Rav Nosson, the Chachamim, and Chanami, lahaitse miliban. He wanted it to work even according to Rav Nosson. But if you look at the Mefarish, and this is the Mefarish that the Yad Malachi quotes, he says a different shot. Nedarim Dav Tzadik Amar Aleph. He says that he was medactic to make sure that the neder should be chal before he was shal. Why? The Kosovik Rav Nosson. Because these Amiram held like Rav Nosson, Dama Lo Yof, Hayav Lo Chal HaNeder. Why did they hold like Rav Nosson? Did Rav Nosson Dainahu? V'nachis lo'um k'dedina. Because he was a dying and he was nachis lo'um k'dedina. And it's for that reason we pass like Rav Nosson. Now you see a few things, says the Yad Malachi. You see that we pass like Rav Nosson even against the Chachamim. Even though Yochiv Rav Malachi Kerav. Even though it's connected to Stam Mishnah, right? There's sometimes we pass like the Stam Mishnah. Doesn't matter. We pass like Rav Nosson. But says the Yad Malachi, I can't be soivel this Mefarish. You know why? Because even though we pass like Rav Nosson, when do we pass like Rav Nosson? By Dine Momenis, that's when we pass like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson, Dainahu v'nachis lo'um k'dedina. This is not a question of Hilchis Dine Momenis. This is Issa v'heter. We say Hilchis Nadarim. It's in your Deya. It's in Seyda Noshin. This has nothing to do with Dine Momenis. So if it has nothing to do with Dine Momenis, he says, I understand. We always pass like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson, Dainahu v'yogu. In dinim, right? We pass him like Shmuel when it comes to dinim. We pass him like Rav Nachman when it comes to the dinim. There is an idea that in dinim momentus we pass him like somebody. So no problem. You have Shmuel, you'll have Rav Nachman, and you'll have Rav Nosson. It makes a lot of sense. Abavu kumtis aher to hilchas nadar. This is the Yamalachis kash, and Imamish blives sorichin. He says this mefarish is a very, very, very big chiddush. So just to say one ha'ara, and that is. There's a Gemara Masechtas Nedarim Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing if somebody makes a neder, a good old fashioned neder, and instead of saying koinim ze olai, he says loy chulin ze olai, etc., etc. Is it a neder? Is it not a neder? And the Gemara says it's totally a big machloikis. It's machloikis Reb Mei and Reb Yehuda whether you say michlal lav atashem mei ohein or you don't say michlal lav atashem mei ohein. We know Reb Meir holds that in Hilchas Soim you have to make a tonight kafel. You don't say Michla Lav Atashemehen. Rabbi Yehuda's Choyle kills. You do say Michla Lav Atashemehen. And the Gemara says that's what it's Tolian. Fake the Ran in the Dorm Daf Yer Alpha Man Alpha Kasha. The Alpha Gafter Amina Beshvuos Eitas. Shvuos Daf Lamed Vav Amin Aleph. The Chil Lesa the Ramei Michla Lav Atashemehen. Although it's true Rameir holds, you don't say Michla Lav Atashemehen. Hani Mili Bemamoina. That's only by Dine Mominus. Abba Bisura Islai. It's only Dine Mominus. It's a Freit the Ran. You're telling to Ramei Shita Michla Lav Atashemehen. To what? Hilchas Nedarim? Rameir only said his halacha, it's in Gemara Shvu Islam Advav, by Dine Mominus. This is not Dine Mominus, says the Ran. Ha Sikna Hassam, if you go through the Gemara over there in Shvuas, the Gemara comes out, the Besoita, the Eidos Isha, Lesley. By Soita and Eidos Isha, even though they're fundamentally Shilas of Isav HaHeter, over there we don't view them as being questions of Isav HaHeter. Why? Mishum Dahavi Isurei De Ispei Mamoino. Because there's tremendous momentous ramifications in Hilchas Soita and in Hilchas Eidos Isha, all the Ksuba Shailas. Nadarim Nami, says the Ran, if that's the case, Nadarim also Mamoino Ispahu. There's a huge Dine Momentous component. Why? The Hainu Heftzo the Mitzar Aleh. Because we know the Gemara says in Nedarim that base that Nedarim is a sechefza, and being that Nedarim is a sechefza, Zok Deran, it comes out that every shail of Nedarim is a dinei mominus to shail also, or at the very least, it's isurei deirspe mamoino. So if Rameir holds, you don't say michlal lavat to shemeyahin and dinei mominus, it's going to extend itself to dinei Nedarim. Because even though you're right, it's a neder, it's liachol devar. What does it have to do with money? The teretz nis, I'll tell you what has to do with money, because Nedarim is a sechefza, and isechefza means this thing now just became a chefza shaliser. That's a shayla of Dine Mominus. I mean, that's a shayla of Dine Mominus. Rameir's klal and Dine Mominus is going to apply. The Ad Malachi is matmi on the Mefarish. Rav Nosin, Dainu who v'yored lo umke de dina. He's someone that knew how to mamish go into umke de dina. That's a Dine Mominus thing, a shayla. You're telling me, Pshani, Yenig and Mori, Nidorim, that Tzadikam and Aleph and Ilchas Nidorim, the reason that Mayram held like Rav Nosin is because halachic Rav Nosin, that's a Dine Mominus. Teretz is in Nidorim. Ilchas Nidorim, the Ran said on the Afir Aleph, Amir Aleph, is a shayla of Yisura de Ispe Mamoina. And we treat it sometimes as the name ominous. Maybe as it relates to this cloud of Hilchas Rav Nosin, it's going to be the same way. It's interesting because again, Rebbe and Rav Nosin are the two Tanoim that gave us the Mishnah. We know that Halacha is like Rebbe. Halacha ki Rebbe mechaveroi. That's Klal Yashas 101. That's Erevin Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. The Halacha is also like Rav Nosin. It's again, in Hilchas underrated. Brings out Rav Nosin a little bit more. We always pass him like Rav Nosin. Halacha Kirebi Kimechaveroi, Halacha Kirab Nosin. Maybe a little bit of a Shiloh, whether it's only by Dina Mominus or not. Maybe there's a Mefarish, the Yad Malachis, Makar talked away. Maybe Nadarim is a Dina Mominus, the Geshiloh, Pidaran, and Dafir Alpha, Amar Alpha. But either way, we'll stop here.